What is Quran Sharif? Allah give us that love for Quran Sharif, where we kiss the Quran, we hold the Quran. Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu, his sunnah, he will kiss the Quran, put it to his heart. Today they say bid'at. What's this kissing the Quran Sharif? Put it on the floor. No, no. Even the mashayikh among the Arabs say also, how can you put the Quran on the floor? Is that a Bible? Where they put it anyway? Cell phone also, youngsters forget his cell phone in the car. 12 o'clock he realized my cell phone is in the car. He won't go take it out. He's going to take it out. But Hafiz al-Quran forgot his Quran in the car. Tomorrow I'll see. No value of Quran Sharif. Whether he's in the back of the car, whether he's in the front of the car, he's in the sun the whole day, but he only has a cell phone there. Why is valuable? But my Quran Sharif, whether it goes here, whether it goes there, no muhabbat, no love for. There was an old couple. Very old story we see here before, over and over again. Old couple. Remote place. And no copies of Quran Sharif, whether it is communism, whatever it was, but no Quran Sharif is allowed. Finally, they went to one bazaar somewhere. Ancient bazaar. And they found one old shop, a copy of Quran Sharif. Husband called the wife, Quran Sharif. Oh, after how many years we've seen the Quran Sharif? She told us, buy it. Buy it. We'll take it home tonight. It was such an enjoyable moment for the old couple. Finally, we found one Quran Sharif because they took all the Qurans away. He bought it, they ducked it, they took it home. Now the husband and wife sitting together, where shall we put it tonight? We don't have any clean and high place. So they said, what we'll do? Husband and wife. So wife says, you sleep half the night, I will sit to the Quran Sharif and I'll hold it. Then you wake up and you hold it and I will sleep away. So half night came out like that. Wife held the Quran Sharif. She made muhabbat with it, forgot how to read Quran so many years. Then half the night she woke up, the husband, you sit to the Quran Sharif. By the time the muazzin called azan for Salatul Fajr, both husband and wife were hafiz al Quran. Allah Ta'ala put it in the heart. So much love for Quran Sharif. If Allah Ta'ala gives us that muhabbat in the month of Ramadan, ya Allah, my entire life becomes Quran Sharif. And then one day, somebody asked, Hazrat Shaykh Zakariya Sahib Rahimah, Hazrat, I don't get time for Quran Sharif. So busy the whole day. He said, not that you don't get time. There's no priority in your life. Because Quran is not important. Everything else is important, so I've got time for it. Quran is not important, so what in my mind? When I get time, I'll read it. There's no slot in your day. There's no slot that this time everything is finished. I'm sitting with my Quran Sharif talking to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. What is Quran Sharif? Zakim Sahib would say, Quran Sharif in reality, Allah revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and these three subject matters in Quran Sharif. Tawheed, the oneness of Allah, who Allah is, who my beloved Allah is, how Allah loves me and how I should love my Allah. Second subject matter is Risalat, Messengerhood. The Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is our Nabi. And how we should follow him and he will take us to Jannat. And a good life here in the Qabr and Akhirat. The third subject matter is Akhirat, what Allah has kept for us in Jannat. Jannat and Jahannam is all in Quran Sharif. Effectively, what is Quran? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that teach this to the Ummah and let them listen to it in Tarawih Salah. This is the reality, the love letter. A love letter from the lover to the beloved. That, oh my beloved, Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, read how I love you. How I made Jannat for you. How I sent my Nabi to you to teach you how to reach me safely. What I have kept for you in Jannat, subhanallah. They say, ما لا عين رأت. Allah Ta'ala speaks about Jannat in Quran Sharif. The rivers of Jannat, the gardens of Jannat, the fruits of Jannat, the meat of Jannat, the wine of Jannat, the milk of Jannat, the woman of Jannat, and all the pleasures of Jannat. Allah Ta'ala speaks about it in Quran Sharif. So we have a certain picture what paradise will be about. But then to Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said, Jannat is a place, ما لا عين رأت. No eye has seen, وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ, no ear has heard about it, and no heart or mind has even pondered and envisaged what Jannat is about. The Hadith Sharif says, you haven't heard, you haven't seen, you haven't even thought about it. So you can't even perceive what Jannat is about. But we heard in Quran Sharif, the Jannat has rivers, has gardens, has streams, has all of this. So Muhaddiseen explain, when Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam said the eye hasn't seen, the ear hasn't heard, the heart hasn't pondered, it refers to those jannats which Allah Pak hasn't mentioned in Quran Sharif. Something beyond you. So Allah has given you just a taster, just to whet your appetite a bit. That this jannat is like this, jannat is like that. So this 20 rakats, Allah is telling my banda, I love you like this and I love you like that.